You made my feet walk right over to your door. You had my ankles tangled and puzzled. You had my knees to the point they buckled.
What you doing to me?
In the light of day, I'd stumble over your way. Couldn't wait for the night time, the high time, to the right time. Be it as it was, we had to close the door. It was like turning away from a million bucks, but I can't see you no more.
It's like the cold of a lonely night. The drift of a window not shut tight. I've got a hunger for being right. That's what I'm living for. I'm living for. Enticed by the things you do. Is a one-way ticket to a devil's hell. Fooling with you. My soul wants to be true.
I could not move without permission from my trainer. You had my arms and hands wrapped around your lust. You made my heart bust.
Yo, so what you doing to me? What?
The light of day, I stumbled over your way. Couldn't wait for the night time, the high time, the right time. Be it as it was, we had to close the door. It was like turning away from a million bucks.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 22nd, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace, the way to the waters of noon. Through obedience to the Almighty, in Arabic known as Allah and Ilah, in the African Hebrew, from which the African Arabic comes, the African Arabic comes out of the African Hebrew, the Almighty is known as Jehovah, Father and Mother, Existing One. So, we are Ptah, and we are able to think and reason and understand the reasons and causes of all of the turbulence and chaos. And so Ptah, remember, the ship is on water, waters of noon. Ptah, Peter, the disciple Peter, who jumps out onto the water, is Ptah, the earth mound. And I thank Booker T. Coleman for saying in one of his speeches, Peter is Ptah. And I was so blessed to hear that because it turned another light on in my brain. So, Ptah is the thinker. Ptah analyzes the condition. Ptah understands why there is turbulence and chaos. We must understand. We must think. Whether we go to church, mosque, cathedral, temple, political organization, masses of the people, we have to become Ptah, the rock, the earth mound, and think. And I remember just recently in my studies, in studying Magdala, Mary of Magdala, called Magdalene. Magdala, when you check that word in the African Hebrew, you come to understand that Magdala has to do with a piece of rock, a piece of earth raised up out of the earth. It's the earth mound once again. Peter is the earth mound. Peter, Ptah, is the earth mound. Ptah is the earth mound. Ptah is the Magdala. Pitah is the pulpit. Madala is the pulpit. A raised earth, a raised platform. To do what? To bring order. Watch this. Pitah uses the brain of Pitah. The brain of Pitah working on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity then gives birth to Atum, that hydrogen, Christos, Christ, Ra, Aton, Sun Disk, Atom, Atum, hydrogen, Atum. Atum comes to birth from the mind of Pitah. And Pitah has already analyzed the chaos and the turbulence and has called forth Atum so that Atum may now bring order out of chaos, order out of turbulence, bring everything back in line with the waters of noon, peaceful oneness, calling all of the invisible forces, calling noon and nonet, calling ha and hahet, calling kuk and karket, calling amun and amonet, atum connected to Pitah, but disconnected from Pitah, but yet connected to Pitah, is the force or the power that brings order to this turbulent universe. And going back to the scientific construct of creation, at this time of Pitah to Atum, all of the elements in the universe are in a disarray, chaotic and turbulent, and so Atum is that hydrogen solar power, the sun, that calls all of the elements to act in the way that the elements should act so that the universe may behave as the universe should behave, giving, existing, and living to all creatures, people, planetary bodies, etc., etc. And so when you go over this noon to Pitah, to Atum, you have your baptism ritual in Christianity. This baptism ritual in Christianity and baptism ritual you find in other religions other than Christianity is African ritual, African symbolism, symbolizing the waters of noon, symbolizing Pitah and symbolizing Atum. You and I, as an individual, we go down into the water, signifying that we have died to the old life of sin, wickedness, death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. We go down into the water, and the waters represent first the waters of noon. We go down into the waters of noon. The waters that you are baptized in represent the waters of noon. Before you enter into the waters of noon, the waters are peace and calm. Nothing going on in the water. No movement. No movement. No motion. All in the water is peaceful and tranquil, at one with each other. No boundary, no barrier. Then you enter the water, and all of a sudden there are waves in the water. All of a sudden there's turbulence in the water. All of a sudden there's chaos in the water. Then you rise up out of the water. You have now become Pitah. You went into the waters of noon to understand peace and tranquility, to understand that we are supposed to love one another. We're supposed to treat one another correctly. We're supposed to give love and honor, respect and dignity to each other as we follow the science of the universe. You connect with the waters of noon. You connect with the peace and the waters of noon and the womb of Nonet. And then as you come up out of the water, you are now Pitah. You are now Peter. We are now Pitah. We are now Peter, Pitah. We are the mind. We have the mind of the Almighty. And now we go to work to analyze and think about the conditions that we live in on this planet we call Earth in this universe. And we begin now to get ready to give birth from within ourselves to that power that is Atum, that will bring everything back into order, that will build the universe and build ourselves as we are many universes, meaning small, M-I-N-I, many universes. And so in the baptism ritual, you have the waters of Nun, you have Ptah, and then you have Atum. And that is coming from this ship on the water, tossed to and fro, Peter stepping out on the water, and Yahushua went to Ptah. There is your African narrative of the science of creation and the building of creation and the universe by the word of the Almighty Jehovah coming through the Christ Atum mechanism. Now I want to move to the lesson we had on May the 18th. Jesus teaching on the law. That would be found in Matthew chapter 15. Let's go over a few verses and see what we can learn. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he, Jesus, Yahushua, answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" See, when you study the definitions of words and understand what is really going on here, understand that this is a political discussion. The scribes and the Pharisees worked for Caesar. Too many of our spiritual and secular leaders work for the modern day Caesar, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, and the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. The scribes and the Pharisees were looking at the disciples of Yahushua and saying, "Hey, you all are in violation of the tradition of the elders." And said that the disciples should wash their hands before they eat bread. Now, it's good hygiene to wash your hands before you eat, because who knows what we have been touching. But Yahushua is getting at something here. Yahushua says, "Wait, you are transgressing the commandment of God, the Most High, Jehovah, Almighty Father and Mother, by your tradition. You're worried about these disciples washing their hands, but you are in violation of the laws of the Almighty. You claim that you uphold the laws of the Almighty, but no, you uphold Caesar. You scribes and Pharisees, and for that matter, Sadducees and Herodians, you uphold the Roman Senate. You uphold colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And when you see our leaders, and every leader is a pastor, when you research the definition of the word pastor in the Old Testament, it has to do with any governor, any ruler, any teacher. So whatever the leader, whoever the leader is, male or female, in whatever leadership capacity they fulfill, they are pastors, and we have a right to demand that they do right by the people. So too many of our leaders and pastors today can't confine it just to religion. This is any leader. Too many of them are beholden to the modern day Caesar, do the bidding of the modern day Caesar. So we say to these leaders like Yahushua, you transgress the commandment of the Almighty. When you uphold slavery, uphold colonialism, uphold exploitation, uphold destruction of living wage job, destruction of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. When you uphold the destruction of the programs that are necessary, that are needed by the people, you transgress the commandment of the Almighty. You uphold your own tradition. So, Yahushua says in verse 4, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. To curse your mother, to curse your father, and let's expand that to the human family. To work to destroy a human being is worthy of death itself. Verse 5, but ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. Now, what is going on, sisters and brothers, is that the leadership of Israel were absolutely supposed to take care of father and mother and elders and the old people, because that is our job, to take care of the children, take care of the elderly, and ensure that all in the middle who are working age are able to work and earn a living and take care of the society. And the society, the nation, is supposed to free up the poor working class, oppressed masses of the people. This was Israel's job, to free all oppressed peoples. Not kill people and destroy people, but to free all of the oppressed masses of the people. And so, these dictates given by the Almighty to the children of Israel, the scribes and the Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, all of that leadership was in violation of the laws. They were in violation of the laws of the Most High. This word gift, to present, a gift offered in expression of honor, sacrifices, gifts offered to God, of money cast into the treasury for the purposes of the temple and for the support of the poor. This is the purpose of your offering. People who go to church, people who go to mosque, people who go to cathedral, government people, citizens of the country, the monies that are collected by the treasury are supposed to be to uplift the elderly, the children, and the poor. That's the purpose of it. So the scribes and the Pharisees would say, oh, I can't take care of my father and mother because I have to use this gift to take care of the poor. And they were liars. They were misusing language, misusing the law, misusing the commandment, and using deceit. They were not worried about taking care of any poor people. The scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees were using the monies in the treasury to uphold slavery, colonialism, and exploitation propagated by Caesar and the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire. And it is the same today. You say, I need an education. They say, we have no money. The money must be used for this or that. You say, I need health care. They say, we can't pay for it. They say that we've run out of funds. We've run out of revenue. We've run out of monies. We have to use the monies for this portion of the budget or that portion of the budget. You say, United States Treasury, where's our money? They tell you, we don't have it. They tell you it's in the control of the Federal Reserve Bank. And the Federal Reserve Bank system is controlled by the House of Rothschild, who print the money and loan our own money back to the United States Treasury with debt on it, with interest on it, with usury on it, and this whole reality is against God, against Goddess, against Jehovah, against the people, against the universe. And so the modern day leadership is in the same boat that the scribes and the Pharisees were in, and Jesus is dealing with them, Yahushua is dealing with them, and we have the right to deal with those today. Absolute hypocrisy. The United States Treasury should be owned by the people. The Federal Reserve Bank should be owned by the people. Go to Webster Tarpley or Tarpley.net, and he talks all the time about a 1% sales tax on Wall Street. I believe Wall Street yearly, although it's fictitious, they yet accrue $4 quadrillion in revenue yearly. A quadrillion is 1,000 trillion, if I have it right. A quadrillion is 1,000 trillion. And so 4 quadrillions are 4,000 trillions. All of this revenue being accrued by the Wall Street and the financial houses, tax that, and you'll have all that you need for every program that is needed by the people, including the creation of living wage job. So Yahushua is calling them out. Verse 6, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God none effect by your tradition. So they say, oh, we are free of honoring our father and mother because we're going to use the money for the poor. And they're liars. They weren't using the money for the poor. They were using the monies, the treasury for the Caesar and for the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire. Jesus tells them, ye are hypocrites in verse 7. Well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh to me with their mouth, honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse 9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. See, the commandments of men are not the commandments of the Most High. We go through our church ritual. We go through our mosque ritual, temple, synagogue, cathedral. We go through our political ritual, Democratic Party, Republican Party. All of us talking God. All of us talking democracy. All of us talking about how the system is for the people. All hypocrisy is not for the people. The system is for the destruction of the people. So although we say we love the Most High, our hearts are not in it. Our hearts are not for the people. Our hearts are not for the help and the upliftment of the human family out of this terrible condition of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And so we talk God, but we teach the doctrines of the House of Rothschild. We say, oh, that's a Muslim, he should die. Oh, that's a black, brown, red, yellow, or white, we don't like them. Oh, that's somebody from Syria. Oh, that's somebody from Europe or Ukraine. Or that's somebody from Venezuela, I have no regard for them. Oh, that's a veteran homeless on the street, don't pay no attention to them. See, we talk God, but our hearts, the heart, when you examine the heart, the heart is related to the spirit and the mind and the energy and the consciousness. The heart, Where your heart is, that's where you will go, where we will go. The heart leads the structure. If you're in love with someone, your heart strings, they say, leans toward that one. Somebody can take your heart, our heart, and turn it against someone and turn it for someone. Look at how the media, and look at how the president, and look at how prime ministers and secretaries of state can take your heart and take my heart and turn it against Muammar Gaddafi and turn it against the people of Libya, or turn it against Assad and the people of Syria, or turn it against Crimea and turn it against the Russian people, and turn it against Vladimir Putin, or turn it against China, or turn it against this one and that one. And then we harden our hearts toward the supposed enemy and support wholesale the government of the United States of America using the military of the United States of America to destroy another human being that is our sister and our brother. Why? Verse 10, and he called the multitude and said to them, hear and understand. The word multitude, we want to know why we have been turned into haters of each other. The multitude, the word multitude, when you check that definition, it literally tells us that this is not the rulers, the leaders, but multitude is the disorganized masses of the people. So Yahushua at this point is not talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. He's now directing his attention to the poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples that he is dealing with. And we have a message for the ruling class and families. We have a message for the technicians, the presidents and prime ministers and leaders of banking institutions, governmental, educational, and religious institutions. These are technicians. They're not the ruling class. They're technicians who work for the ruling class. Then you have the disorganized masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth. So Yahushua is talking to the poor man. Yahushua is talking to the poor woman, the working class masses. Verse 11, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. And so some of us are so bent out of shape when you hear people cursing on the street, but you who so dislike cursing on the street, cursing from comedians on the TV, cursing in music, but you love to hear the president say he's going to send special troops into Iraq to help kill people. You love to hear President Obama or President Bush or President Clinton or President Old Man Bush or President Reagan or President Carter or President Ford or President Nixon or President Kennedy or President Truman and Eisenhower and whoever. You love to hear them say they're going to use the military of the United States of North America to go kill someone. Then they use nasty, rotten language to justify it, defiling and corrupting our brains and our hearts. This is what Yahushua is getting at. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.